It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. We got so much to get into. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? In a variety of ways. Thank you to everybody tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can tune in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, you got YouTube. You can watch the show. Shout outs to everybody watching the show on YouTube. Just search the Infinity Sports Network on YouTube and the live stream will pop right on up. Man, we've talked about a lot last hour. People are calling about Mike Tomlin. He needs to get the boot from the Steelers. We talked about Mike Vrabel being introduced as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. We talked about Mike McCarthy, no longer the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones gets to hire a new victim. Yeah, that's what we call Cowboys coaches. They're victims. High-priced victims. That's what they are. Anyway, we have so much more to get into. How about this? Since everybody wants to have an opinion on Mike Tomlin getting fired, in 20 minutes, we'll go to the Steel City. Let's talk to Mike DeFabo, who covers the Steelers for The Athletic. He'll be here in 20 minutes. We'll ask him what needs to change in the Steel City. In a few minutes, I want to talk to you about some of the young quarterbacks that are emerging in the NFL. Jaden Daniels advancing past the Buccaneers. Now you got the Lions. Good luck with that. We talked about the Ravens and the Bills. We have so much to get into as the show continues on. And then we have the final wild card matchup kicking off in about an hour from now. We have the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams in Glendale, Arizona. They are, keep in mind, in Arizona because of the fires that have been raging out in California dating back to last week. So we have a lot to do, a lot to get into. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. And Ryan, Mike is here in 20 minutes or an hour from now?
An hour from now. Sorry, I meant to apologize for the miscommunication there.
No, that, no.
8:20
no.
Eastern.
Okay, we'll be chatting up with Mike. So we have more time to talk about Mike Tomlin getting a boot before Mike joins us, right?
A lot more time to break it all down.
A lot more time. Speaking of breaking it, Sam Darnold is out here practicing. Hickey, I'm real interested to see what this game looks like. From a, I guess, proximity, it's going to lean towards the Rams. I don't really think anybody's going to have too much of an advantage here.
Yeah, this will kind of feel like a Super Bowl, right? A little bit where it is pretty neutral. There's no overwhelming fan base. I would probably assume, I feel like maybe there'd be more Vikings fans.
Yeah, vacation, right?
Right. And if you're going to the game anyway, like, you know, if you bought tickets to go to LA and I have to change it to Arizona, I mean, I know airlines sometimes can be a pain and hotels as well. I'm assuming it's relatively easy, right, to change your plans versus if you're a Rams fan going, now obviously you have to change your plans of just going down the street or wherever, driving to the stadium, and I have to go to a different state. It's a lot easier, I think, for the Vikings fans to change than the Rams fans.
It says the Rams sold 52,000 tickets in one day. Okay? I mean, is this game even going to be sold out? Is that accurate? I don't know, man.
If they get it like 70% full, I think that's a win, right? Like, a sellout on, what was it, 4 days' notice, right? It came out on Thursday?
Yeah, but even then, I'm thinking if you're a Rams fan and you're in Los Angeles, and I don't even know how many Rams fans, well, you got Rams fans in L.A. from, what, the 80s, and then they went to St. Louis. There are jokes about how many visiting fans fill up SoFi Stadium. And I don't know, if I'm a Rams fan, aren't you more concerned with what's going on in Los Angeles as opposed to I need to just, you know, take a trip to Phoenix, to Glendale to follow the team? I would just sit down and watch at home. And so not an ideal situation when you play a home game, not in your home stadium. But we know there's just been a massive disaster. As we heard last hour from Rich Ackerman, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers, who they're going to have a game or two to make up throughout the course of the year. They're both back in action playing in Los Angeles tonight. So we'll talk more about the actual football game between Minnesota and the Rams later on this hour before they get going. Hickey, look at that. And they got Roger Goodell sitting on TV. You know, he looks very casual and relaxed. He's wearing his I just showed up to work shirt. I'm here because it's a disaster. I wonder what he's saying, right? He's probably bigging himself up for the NFL and its contingency and a good job that they did. I'm sure he is.
And probably the donation that they made as well, highlighting all the good the NFL is doing. I would probably agree.
America, what is it, Red Cross?
Red Cross, yes, sir.
Yeah. NFL does good all the time, Hickey, right? All the time.
They don't do any bad.
No, you're right about that. Except for when they wanted to give the players health care and, well, never mind.
I was going to say that list could go kind of long if you really want to dive into it.
Yeah. That list, the bad things, the small bad things that the NFL has done. Very short list. Sarcasm, people. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, before we went to break, you know, we talked about the Ravens, the Bills. We got into Mike Tomlin. And I just saw this story. If you wanted to know how tough NFL players are, and you were pretty much already knew that, we got a rookie quarterback, the one who lost yesterday, not the one who won, Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix revealed today that this man was playing with fractures in his back for the better part of a month. What? Huh? He had three fractures in his back. Now, I'm not an expert on anatomy, but I just want to say I don't want any part of my body to be broken, let alone you're the quarterback and people are aiming and trying to knock the living hell out of you. Like, Bo Nix he's tough. And God bless him and Sean Payton, even though Sean Payton seems like he's always miserable, he got himself a quarterback that he can work with into the future. And then you talk about tough, and I get it. It was just a cut on the face. Jaden Daniels is awesome. You know, watching that game last night and beating a more seasoned team and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles. I know people are sick of Todd Bowles as well. 23-20. We had a field goal to win the game. Hickey, does the kicker, Gonzalez, is he what? Does he? It was a nervous tick. Why was he fixing his hair the whole time?
I think that's exactly right. A little bit of a nervous tick. Apparently, it's OCD. I think that's what led to the, like, that's one of the, I guess, movements, for lack of a better term, is fixing the hair.
Okay. I was just like, okay, for all his hair fixing, he wants to look good. I'm like, man, he better make the kick. And then he barely made the kick. And they just pulled this guy. This guy wasn't even in the league for like 3 years. He wasn't on a roster for 3 years. This guy's over here kicking field goals to move this team ahead. And Jaden Daniels is just awesome. First rookie to win a playoff game since Russell Wilson did it. This guy's good. Washington has a quarterback. Washington has a good coach that people actually like in Dan Quinn. The Washington Commanders, even past that, they have an owner that we don't know him well enough yet, but people don't hate his guts. Daniel Snyder had about 25 years, almost 30 years, of people hating his guts. Jaden Daniels talked about his emotions after the win. He's going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. Listen to this.
I don't know. I can't really explain it. Obviously, I'm grateful to have the opportunity. I'm happy for, you know, the fan base, the franchise, everything has been through to get to this point. So I'll just say, I'm just grateful and happy for everybody, including myself, too.
That's hilarious. He's like, yeah, I know before I got here, things were garbage. I know the owners sucked. I know the fans had to suffer for a very long time. But now I'm here. Somebody else who's here, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn loves his quarterback. He loves him.
Jaden certainly is a big factor in that. I think if he had his heart rate monitor on in mind, they would not be the same in the game. And his stays pretty consistently good. And sometimes I'm like the duck. If you just saw the feet going under the water, it's good. But he really is into that space, exceptional.
Man, Hickey, Dan Quinn is too nice to be a coach. Ain't he too nice? He seems warm and kind and friendly. And even when he was here in Atlanta, he's just a nice guy. He's too nice. He needs to be like Vrabel, be a jackass.
There is something, though, when he wears the backcourt's hat, it does give kind of a tough guy, macho, Mike Vrabel-esque feel. No?
Nah.
No?
No.
Okay.
And I think that's also friendly.
I tried.
Right?
It's almost like a little kid wearing a backwards hat, like, oh, that's cute versus like a tough guy backwards hat look.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Damn.
He's bald. Maybe, I don't know. Good for him. And good for Washington. But here's the deal. They're going to get smashed on Saturday. Sorry. They got the Lions coming up. How do I say this? If you're a Washington Commanders fan, last year, before Jaden Daniels was even on the team, there were high expectations for Washington to go to the postseason. Y'all needed to suck in bringing a new coach and a new quarterback, a new owner to pretty much turn things around. Things are going to get better. But for right now, I would just be happy with what we've seen. I'd be along for the ride. I would expect them to get smashed by the Lions. Washington team has been winning these games by the skin of their teeth. They're giving up leads and bouncing back and winning, and it's taken Baker Mayfield fumbles and kicks that bounce off the uprights and through. It's taken everything for Washington to win. The Lions are going to run them off of the field on Saturday night. I mean, yeah, everybody has a chance to win any given Sunday, even though the game is on Saturday. Everybody has a chance. I'm not giving him a great one. Hickey, we can cut to the chase. Do you see the Lions losing to Washington on Saturday?
I'm picking Detroit. I do think they can keep it close, so that is Washington.
Wow.
I mean, I think we got a good game here, like within one touchdown.
All right. Okay. I'm expecting blowout city.
Ooh, like halftime over?
I don't know. Halftime, third quarter.
Okay.
Like Jaden Daniels has to do too much. Like, he was their leading rusher in the regular season. They got Austin Ekeler out there. I think there comes a point in time, and that'll be the next step in his development, even though he's already awesome. Yeah, you got McLaurin, you got Ekeler, and this guy, Jaden Daniels. You talk about Bo Nix playing with fractures in his back. Jaden Daniels is tough as nails. For being a quarterback who's not the biggest dude in the world, that guy, he's a baller. I don't expect a lot. Right now. And it's kind of crazy as he's being elevated. Man, Justin Herbert, man, he sucked over the weekend. 4 interceptions. What a complete waste of time that was. Losing to Houston 32-12. 4 interceptions. They're paying Justin Herbert $52 million. And I know this is an adjustment year. You're bringing in Harbaugh. They're going to run the ball more. You didn't pass it as often. He only threw 3 interceptions in the entire regular season. He threw 4 in one game. What the hell was Justin Herbert thinking about? He said he screwed over the team with his own play. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I let the team down, and you can't turn over the ball like that and expect to win and put the team into a tough position there with 4 turnovers like that. So, you know, the defense hung tough. They got some turnovers. They gave us opportunities, but I just have to be better.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is no more. We got to wait until next year. And they got to get him some help to throw the ball. I mean, Ladd McConkey almost had 200 yards receiving. And everybody else is just nothing. Jim Harbaugh. Hey, how did your quarterback play? Tell me.
He's got to be able to finish a throwing motion. You know, quarterback's got to be able to do that. And we didn't put him in the position to do that enough.
Now he's blaming the offensive line. Well, that's your bread and butter, right? Harbaugh, the offense, the offensive lineman. You drafted one. You got a quarterback. Fix it. Nobody was expecting them to win the Super Bowl this year. And this is an accomplishment for them to even get this far, to even make the postseason. That's what they brought Harbaugh in for. I mean, we've seen enough disasters pre-Harbaugh. Herbert blowing that big old lead in Jacksonville. That wasn't all his damn fault. Justin Herbert's going to have to start earning his money. And we know it's going to be tough. You play in a division with the Kansas City Chiefs. But when you're making that type of money, between him and Trevor Lawrence, there's no more excuses now. You got to step up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jay is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
So what do you think Pittsburgh should do? Do they bring in like a established defensive coordinator and kind of like take the control away from Tomlin?
No, I don't think that's an issue at all. I think it's rat on wheel. It's not about coordinator, offense, defense. It's about the talent. It's about having a quarterback. They don't have one. I mean, they went into, I got to be honest, I didn't expect them to even make the playoffs. I thought that this was going to be the season where the Steelers, I thought they would stink. And they still made the playoffs with Russell Wilson and Fields. And so this is what it boils down to. Every team, I mean, damn it, the teams that we just talked about, there's been a theme here. Whether it's Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Jaden Daniels, a Bo Nix. I just told you about a team that faltered because their quarterback threw the ball away to the wrong team four times. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't got nothing. There's no fixing that for the Steelers unless they stink for a year. And then we even got Russell Wilson who says he wants to be back. I'd be shocked if Fields is back. Why does he want to compete to be a, you know, second banana? It's not. It's the players on the field, man. It's the quarterback, Jay.
I got you. I got a weird take, but you know how weird Jim Harbaugh is. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, what if, you know, he loses over the weekend, and he wants his boy McCarthy. Let's just say Darnold resigns in Minnesota. He trades for McCarthy. I mean, if you're Pittsburgh and Justin Herbert becomes available, do you throw him, you know, two first-round picks and get a solidified quarterback?
Jay, are you talking about trading Herbert, who's making $52 million?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, Jay. That's not happening, Jay. Sorry.
I'm just saying, you know how weird Harbaugh gets. He wants his guys. You know what I mean? Growing up in Ohio.
That guy's on a rookie contract. You tell me how that math adds up, okay?
Hey, I like Wilson. You know what I mean?
Russell Wilson?
Yes, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I was on the Tomlin train. I was calling for Wilson as soon as the season started. Hey, God bless Fields for coming in and do what he, you know, winning some games.
We saw how it ended, Jay. So I assume that they're going to be reunited on a second go round.
Well, you've seen what happened. You've seen the defense giving up 300 yards at halftime. That's my point. And in Tomlin's last six playoff losses, I mean, his defense is getting torched.
Yeah, I think it's more of an overall. Think about this. When Ben Roethlisberger was on his way out the door, they were throwing that rock around. The New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers can only operate in rock fights, but for so long. We see how the NFL operates. You got to throw the rock. And so, yeah, the defense can get torched, but they need somebody who can actually go out there and generate offense. The quarterback, I'm not worried about the defense. And I know your Watts of the world, every year they get a year older. Minka Fitzpatrick, they get a year older. Quarterback, QB, it's not easy to get. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there are a lot of people who don't agree with me. Like the Steelers' former head coach, he thinks that there needs to be some changes in Pittsburgh. Yeah, Bill Cowher has spoken. We'll hear what he has to say on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Vikings and Rams getting ready to kick off in about an hour from now, or 45 minutes. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, black and yellow. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah, Steelers. Yeah, Mike Tomlin is not taking off that black and yellow no damn time soon. Here's a better question. Hickey, whatever happened to Wiz Khalifa? Where the hell is he at? That guy who did that song, whatever happened to him?
Great question. I don't know. It's been a while since he's had a good song out, or a banger out, if you will.
I know he does. He was doing, I saw videos for past few years. He's doing like MMA, but I don't hear no music from him. I don't know.
Are we going to the fighting realm?
Oh, you never saw him doing like the MMA stuff?
I honestly, JR, I tune a lot of those celebrity matches out just because it's, for me, such a waste of time.
No, not fight. Like, he just trains. He's not beating anybody up. He's just training.
Oh. See, I thought it was like Nate Robinson, like celebrity boxing, celebrity MMA. Like,
I don't follow this. I see it, though. He's doing like Muay Thai kicks. He's wearing pads and like beating up punching bags and sparring and stuff like that. Yeah.
No joke. Huh?
Yeah. We got Jello Ball, LiAngelo Ball, right? We got LiAngelo Ball putting out records before Wiz Khalifa, I guess.
Welcome to 2025, I guess.
Right. We'll talk about that later on. He got an $8 million deal from Def Jam. Okay. All right. Well, I guess they're going to make that money back before they kick him to the curb. I don't know. What do I know? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, we got so many opinions on Mike Tomlin and whether he needs to go, what they need to do with him. It's just, it's crazy. I'm in favor of keeping Mike Tomlin because I think he has squeezed everything that you can out of this roster, especially not having like a star quarterback in his prime. Russell Wilson is kind of touch and go at this stage of his career. And Justin Fields is not someone who's consistently going to just drive the ball down the field in the air for you. It's tricky. And now, well, first, before we hear from a former Steelers head coach, let's listen to the active Steelers head coach. Because Mike Tomlin, after the loss to the Ravens, he pretty much said, well, we all knew. We weren't good enough to win. We sucked.
You know, we just weren't good enough, to be quite honest with you. We, you know, a drop here and there and things of that nature, man, when you're playing good people, it really gets highlighted. And we just weren't good enough.
Yeah, well, playing Derrick Henry. Man, almost had 200 yards rushing in that game. Kind of nuts. Now, this is the active Steelers head coach. What about the Steelers old coach? What about Bill Cowher? He was on CBS yesterday. And listen to what he said about what needs to happen with the Steelers.
It's a manner with which they lost, Nate. You talk about the physicality and the fact that the Ravens rushed for almost 300 yards. That's something they have to look at in this offseason. Probably some changes on that football team, players and coaches, because right now that's going to stick with them for a long time. It's not that they lost. It's the manner with which they lost the football game.
No, well, I tell you what, coach ain't leaving. Not Mike Tomlin. He ain't going anywhere. You throw that out the window. Kirk Herbstreit, he was on Amazon on Saturday night after the game. And he was just like, man, the Steelers, they just didn't care.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motion. Yeah.
Listen, they were very careful not to call out Mike Tomlin. I'm just saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Everybody has a solution. What do you do? Like, the Steelers actually, I want to say they're smart for not just jumping at the first thing and then just firing the dude. There's a lot of teams running around in the NFL right now, Dallas Cowboys. Man, they don't have no coach. The owner is a joke. They make these last-second decisions because people are screaming for them. Okay, so Mike Tomlin is gone. Now what? You want to make Arthur Smith the head coach? The Steelers are a model of stability. They're just going to now shuffle through head coaches like, you know, people change underwear every day? Like, what are we doing? Hickey, suggestion. You think Mike Tomlin deserves the boot. What do you do next?
Tear it down.
Oh, easier said than done.
I think you trade Mike Tomlin. You trade TJ Watt. You trade Cam Hayward.
Oh,
you
my.
Try to trade George Pickens. You tear it down to build it back up.
Wow. But so, this could be forever.
I mean, you got to get it right. To the Steelers' credit, they've gotten three head coaches right. You know, so no reason to believe they can't get a fourth right here. You're right. I mean, there's no guarantee. Jets, Browns, right? Like, you can sink into the abyss.
Oh. Yeah, but sometimes you're better. What is the phrase? And I get it. This is an NFL team. The goal is to win a championship, not to just be good. Don't fix it if it ain't broke. Like, it's tough. Like, the teams that you just named, even hearing them made me shudder. Like, if I'm a fan of the Steelers, even mentioning my organization, my team, in the same phrase as the Jets or the Browns just gives me the chills. Like, that's not what anybody wants. Nobody wants to be associated with those teams. Yuck. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We got Connor. He's calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Connor?
Hey, JR. How you doing this evening?
Excellent. What's up?
I wanted to talk about Mike Tomlin, too. I'm thinking I completely agree with you, and I'm glad you're not a part of the bandwagon that is rooting for Mike Tomlin to be kicked out of the franchise and out of there. I don't think that's the right answer. I feel like Hickey's take on rebuilding, I don't feel like the Steelers are the right team to do that. That's the kind of team that should be rebuilding right now are the Browns or are the Jets or the Panthers or the Giants. Those are teams that need some serious rebuilding. That's not what the Steelers need right now. They just need a quarterback and that's what they really need right now. And maybe they have to purposely,
yeah.
I don't know, do something,
tank?
Not try and win all the time. Maybe have a more of a losing season and get a better pick or something. I'm not sure.
Hey,
I couldn't tell you what the Steelers have to do. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, and they're insane, literally insane. The definition of an insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result, and that's what they're doing. They're expecting to get somewhere further than where they are now, and they just keep doing the same thing.
I don't think so as much, Connor. And thank you so much for calling from Ohio. Like, I don't think they were, let's be real, were there championship expectations from this team this year? I was surprised that they made the postseason. I thought that they would finish closer to 500. We saw how they stunk at the end of the year. I didn't have expectations for them to do nothing. We talked about this all the way back to the summertime. If you're running around with two quarterbacks and you ain't got nothing, and that's basically what they did. Russell Wilson had that calf issue that took him into the regular season when he was ready to go. They put him out there. Now I'm supposed to believe that Russell Wilson, a year older, is going to be better? Well, they're going to be in the same damn position they were last year. And so what's the expectation for the Steelers next season? To be good enough to be a playoff team but not win a championship? I think so. Until they get their hands on a QB that they say, hey, we can roll with this guy for the next 5 to 10 years. We know that ain't Russell Wilson. So I think people, you just got to be... got to be realistic. He's not going anywhere, he being Mike Tomlin. And the Steelers aren't either. They got to get a quarterback. It's not easy. And by the way, it's not easy winning championships. It's not. It's not. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are 25 minutes away from kickoff. Monday Night Football, Wild Card Edition. Minnesota Vikings, Los Angeles Rams. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side of the break. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll talk about the final wild card game of this round in a few minutes.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We pause on Mike Tomlin to talk about two great head coaches like Mike Tomlin, by the way, who aren't going anywhere. They're getting ready for kickoff. Monday Night Football. Rams. Vikings. Somebody has to advance, right? Kevin O'Connell out here working miracles with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I guess. Is he going to be most improved player? Comeback player? I don't know. Hickey, what would he be coming back from? Nothing? Being a bum? Being a Jet, a Panther? Like, what would he come back from?
I think all the above. Like you said, being drafted by a terrible franchise, going to another one in Carolina, being a bum, seeing ghosts. Although I'm confused because I've heard people say it both ways. Didn't they change like the voting to where like he can't be considered comeback player of the year?
I've heard about that. I think there's been more conversation, not formal. And so comeback would be comeback from like a major injury, like Alex Smith had his leg ripped to shreds. That was a comeback, right? Like, I don't think they've changed it. I think they've just talked about it.
Okay, because I know, obviously, right, last year was a lot of controversy with Joe Flacco winning comeback player of the year for coming off the couch and leading the Browns right to the playoffs, getting it over DeMar Hamlin. And so I wasn't sure if, like, that was, like you said, if it was just talk or if it was official of, hey, we're changing the criteria. So now guys that basically just come back from a bad year, or in this case, a bad career in Darnold, that, you know, they will no longer be eligible. I don't know. But if he's eligible, I mean,
well,
who else is there, right?
Here are the odds. I'm looking at it right now. Joe Burrow has the best odds to win comeback player of the year.
Hmm.
Sam Darnold and then J.K. Dobbins of the Chargers. I know who ain't winning it. It's not going to be it's not going to be J.K. Dobbins. We can go ahead and throw that out there. And Joe Burrow, I mean, like, if he's healthy, he's a perennial, you know, MVP candidate. I'm not giving him comeback of nothing. It's Sam Darnold. Like, Sam Darnold was thrown, like you said, he was thrown into a trash organization and had to kind of work his way up. I'm excited to see what he can do. I hope this man is playing for a contract. J.J. McCarthy is the guy that the Minnesota Vikings ended up drafting. He did not play due to injury all season long. I want to just see Sam Darnold. I'm rooting for the underdog. He's still an underdog because people are waiting on him to basically go out there and fail. And I want to see him succeed. I know that last game, it was not all that hot. Minnesota Vikings losing the final game of the season, getting smoked by the Lions. But I want to see Sam Darnold bounce back. He has a great coach and O'Connell. We know Sean McVay is a great coach. He has great players on offense and now also defense. The two defenders, Verse and Frisk, coming out of FSU. This is great. Like, this is going to be a good matchup. And I actually think the fact that they're having it in Arizona, not because of the circumstances, I think it's going to be, this might be a good game. I certainly hope it is. Sean McVay, all the tragedy and moving from Los Angeles and playing out in Arizona. He says, we're ready to go, man. We're ready.
I've been really pleased with the prep that we've had. Our guys have been locked in, focused. We know we've still got a little bit of time until kickoff, but a lot of people brought their families with them, and so that's good. And, you know, we're looking forward to Monday night.
Yeah, I told you about Kevin O'Connell, quarterback whisperer, former quarterback in the NFL. He talked about Sam Darnold. He talked about Sam Darnold bouncing back. This is what he said.
Sam Darnold's a huge reason why we won 14 games, and his teammates know that. We know it, and that's the, you know, the mental toughness of it is also acknowledging the confidence he should have to put together another great week of preparation and go play.
Man, this is crazy. You think about the quarterbacks in the league that have gotten second chances and opportunities. Sam Darnold. We saw Baker Mayfield, unfortunately, had that big fumble at the end of the game yesterday. Baker Mayfield had 40-plus touchdowns this year. Like, we saw him play like this in college, but for the Browns, it was just like, oh, do we want Baker to throw the ball? And, oh, we got to run the ball. We got Chubb. sometimes a change of scenery is what's best for folks. Hey, let's listen to Sam Darnold, who was just on the television stretching a few minutes ago. Listen to what Sam Darnold had to say about being ready to go.
It's just a matter of, you know, for us just being prepared, and being able to, you know, have a clear mind going into the football game. And that's really it. You know, we do everything we can throughout the week to prepare ourselves for, you know, the environment, for how loud it's going to be and all those different things. So, you know, just to continue to prepare that way and, you know, we'll be good.
Yeah, they'll be good. We'll see if look, there's no in between for Sam Darnold. This is either going to be a great game for him or he's going to stink. And it's going to really determine what his future looks like. J.J. McCarthy, you would expect him, or he should be the starter next year, unless Sam Darnold wows you, because these are the games that matter. You know, is Sam Darnold going to get a contract from another team where he's making, you know, $30, $40, $45 million? We're going to find out sooner than later. And meanwhile, you got the Rams. They've just been hot. They had an early bye in early October. And since then, they won 9 out of 11 games to get to this point. Puka Nacua is out there healthy, and Cooper Kupp is healthy, and Stafford can just throw the ball around. This is, Hickey, this is a pick'em game, man. I wouldn't be surprised if this literally goes down to a field goal, because I could see the ball just getting aired out. You got Addison and Jefferson on the other side for Minnesota. They're just going to air this out. This is going to be a shootout.
I agree, and this sucks. I like both teams. Like, I was really excited, and I thought both teams, especially like the Rams, were one of those teams where they're playing hot. Like, you don't want to face them. You know, if you're the Lions, if you're the Eagles, you get nervous about the Rams coming to your building. So it sucks that one of these two teams, their season ends right away.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think we get a great back-and-forth game.
Yeah, I guess if you're the Rams, I don't know. Minnesota has they got 14 wins. They have more wins than any wild card team that we've ever had in NFL history. You got Sam Darnold, who's basically playing for his next job, more importantly, his next contract, whether it be in Minnesota or elsewhere. And then the story of the Rams just having to pick up and move from Los Angeles to play this game. It's not at home. There's so many storylines here. Let's listen to Sean McVay. He talked about how difficult this move is and how they've been focused.
Incredible hospitality by Mr. Bidwell and the Cardinals organization. You know, a lot of people deserve a ton of credit for making this as seamless and as smooth as it's been. We were able to get here, and, you know, I think it's a real credit to our organization as well.
Man, if I had to, I don't want to say flip a coin, that's what I think this is going to boil down to. I think I'd go for Minnesota. If I absolutely had to pick a team, Hickey, I'd go with the Vikings on this one.
I'm with you. I think Sam Darnold does bounce back. I think he has a very good game, and I trust that Brian Flores-led defense a little bit more than I trust the Rams defense.
Yeah.
I think a higher scoring game, like you said, like a 28-24, something like that in that range.
I think we will. I think we're going to see plenty of touchdowns. I think the wideouts are going to – one of these wideouts is going to go for like 150. I don't know. Just a hunch. Not that a hunch matters too much, but somebody's about to have a big game in a track meet in a neutral field in Arizona. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And I think Minnesota, they got a little bit more juice when it comes to the offense. James is here from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, James?
Hey, JR, I really appreciate you having me on. Long-time listener, long-time fan. Love what you do. So thank you so much for getting me on here.
Sure, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I noticed that a lot of people have different opinions on Coach Tomlin. I'm a long-time Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I've been watching Pittsburgh Steelers football for a really, really long time. Steelers have had only three coaches since 1969. So that's crazy in itself. With that being said, we can't just, as saying we, Pittsburgh organization can't just move on from Coach Tomlin. It's just, that's just not in their pedigree. That's just not in the recipe of how they do things. going back to something you had mentioned earlier, forgive my voice, I'm a little under the weather.
Okay. You got 30 seconds. We're hitting the end of the break, James.
Appreciate you. So what you had said earlier is there needs to be change all the way around. Defense, offense, really the special teams is really the only group of guys that actually played well the whole season. You can't get rid of Coach Tomlin. Something needs to change, whether it's a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Let Coach T cook. It's not the same Pittsburgh Steelers that it was 20, 15 years ago. So we got to make a change. Appreciate you, JR. Blessings. Happy New Year's.
To you as well, James. Thank you for calling from PA. Yeah, I mean, well, Austin is pretty much the defensive coordinator in title. Mike Tomlin is the one who is the defensive coordinator, and he's the head coach. And then let's keep in mind, Arthur Smith, he's the offensive coordinator, but he can only work with what's in front of him. It's Russell Wilson. And then an angry Pickens. Oh, my God. And he's never going to grow up. I hope one day he grows up. It doesn't appear that that's going to be the case. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break when we come back. Speaking of problems, the Eagles won, but then they still got problems. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.